Hey everybody, this is Shaquille O'Neal. Welcome back to Dueling Intentions with Luke and Brian. We're just here talking about the Icy Hot Sleeve and the General to save you some time and Domino's Pizza. Or like
Papa John's.
Either way, it'll probably be Domino's. I'll be the one to go and go across the lines and everything. Man, that's terrible. I love listening to Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley go at it. It's my favorite thing.
It's pretty good.
It's glorious.
By far the best thing about TNT's basketball. NBA on TNT is better because of those two.
If you'd like to join us here on Dueling Tangents, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the lines. We're going to the lines. It's Joe from Madison. How you doing?
Well, it does seem like the Republicans are setting the stage, aren't they, to just say we don't really need governors, and as long as we have a Republican state legislature, just fine, let's have them decide the election. I find it fascinating that Mr. Johnson says that, governors aren't mentioned in the Constitution, so why have them?
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of things that weren't mentioned in the Constitution, like a right to privacy, but yet we have them. I find it fascinating, too, because let us analyze how this might go. If you said you didn't have governors anymore, we don't have governors. I'm looking at the National Governors Association, what they say governors do, and it says they are the chief executives, okay, of the state. They implement the laws, and they oversee the state executive branch and all of the departments. So instead of having one person do it, we'll have the entire Republican legislature do it? Is that where we'll go? We just junk our governor? And why have it? Why have an executive branch?
To start, before he even was... Before he was even sworn in, they said, you know what? Let's leave him a nice big goose egg for the things that he can actually do with his office when he starts. And the former governor, the one that he defeated, got to go and sign off on that because he's a big, fat, sore loser and decided to go and have a lame duck session with the legislature.
And
there.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court was like, oh, yeah, that's totally kosher.
That's totally fine.
That's
just totally great.
Do that. That is okay.
But then they complain about Tony Evers not being able to get anything done.
Yeah, and then Evers... go ahead, Joe.
Well, let's imagine, I mean, one of the other acts that the governor has is to be in charge of the state's armed forces, if you will, the National Guard. So shall we just break up that power into all the people in the legislature? And then
Robin Voss wants that power.
Pardon me?
Robin Voss wants that power. He doesn't want to give it to anybody else in the legislature. He just wants it.
Okay, so basically we go to so it goes to one person, but that person has to be in the legislature. And we no longer have a system similar to what we have on the national scale where it's judicial, executive, and legislative. We just have two now.
No, well, I mean, they're there. They just, you know, they're controlled by Robin Voss as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
That way. But you forgot the best part now. So let's say the National Guard, right, and he's now going to control it. The best thing is that they use... you know, data from, like, let's say the people who are protesting to go and profile them, so he knows where to send the National Guard wherever he wants, just in case, you know, anybody's thinking about going to protest or whatever.
Yeah, and thanks for the call, Joe. We appreciate you calling in to Dueling Tangents here. You can give us a call, 844-967-2789. But that is
full circle too easy.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, that is an excellent tangent into an update because apparently there's a piece in the Wisconsin Examiner out this week, I believe it dropped yesterday, that it was discussing that the Kenosha Police Department, Brian, believe this or not, they were using the list that the FBI was keeping on protesters.
Okay.
The FBI was keeping tabs on them, so not only... like we talked about earlier this week, there's drone coverage and video camera footage that was being used in the Rittenhouse trial.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept this list, and the Kenosha police was using it to keep tabs on the Black Lives Matter protesters, but not the militia members that were down there, like Kyle Rittenhouse, after the shooting of Jacob Blake.
So, but they knew that there were going to be two different groups there that could possibly get into issues. You may want to identify both groups so that...
well, they were keeping tabs on one of those groups.
Oh, okay. Well, they just figured that the other ones would tag along, you know, right? Or are those the good guys that they were saying? Is that...
I have no idea was running through their heads.
This is something we brought up the other day, is what kind of surveillance is great?
Yeah.
And what kind of surveillance works? And yes, I want to go and take the people that went out and decided that burning a store and looting and rioting, whether I can understand why you're doing so... I want to find them and I want them to be held accountable. But again, at what cost is it? Are you going to profile everybody? And there weren't people complaining about that during the January 6th insurrection as well? You know, I mean, what the larger point here is not necessarily whether one person is doing right or wrong. The point is privacy and what type of surveillance they can use. And yeah, in circumstances where there's, you know, rioting and things like that, yeah, you want to go and be able to control the situation as soon as possible on the spot. But when that technology can also be used, I don't know, on an everyday basis or for, you know, I don't like that person. Or let's say Robin Voss gets, you know, too much power and, you know, can go and say, that person over there that I don't like, I can investigate.
Well, apparently, according to Robin Voss, I'm circling back to the Ron Johnson comments, Speaker Voss has not even considered unilaterally taking over the elections process here in the state of Wisconsin. He hasn't even begun to look into it.
Hasn't even thought about taking over the elections process?
And my BS-o-meter, Brian, is going off the charts
claims. He and Gableman don't understand how elections work.
I think Robin knows how elections work with pinpoint precision.
Oh, Voss, that's right. He did make the maps, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, okay. He is.
He was the only one who knew how all the maps were made.
He's the only one that got to see the full picture. And him and Fitzgerald.
So for some maps that control, I don't know, the outcomes or the, you know, potential outcomes of the entire state for open and free and fair elections, supposedly only one person knows how those maps work. Drawn.
Yep, and he can't win a statewide election, so he's going to do everything he can to keep his power by holding the assembly and making sure that he's got a potentially veto-proof majority coming up if these maps get passed.
Well, then I totally believe him when he says he's never thought about taking over the elections. Mark from the SAC, I think Mark from the SAC was thinking about taking over the elections. What's going on, man?
Yeah, well, both of them, Robin Voss and Senator Johnson, can pucker up as far as I'm concerned. That they want, you know, let's not even have voters anymore. I mean, let's just have them declare themselves emperors for life, and then we'll just have to live with that. I mean, that's kind of what I hear as the backdrop for those gentlemen. I mean, I think they see themselves as guardians of democracy, so they're willing to inter democracy to save it, because they really don't believe in democracy. They believe in themselves and nobody else, and they're willing to inter our democracy, and you know, while the governor is not mentioned in the U.S. Constitution, but he certainly is mentioned in the state constitution. And so, what Ron Johnson wants to set aside our state constitution, what declare it the protectorate of the Republicans, and that we'll have, that passed on through families, and it'll just be a newer aristocracy. And
well, yeah, that way, you know,
like, they'd be fine with that.
Because, you know, the important thing is that they're better and that they're, you know, they can have their things passed down through generation to generation. And we've come full circle and become the England we've always wanted to be. You know, that's the important thing.
Jeez.
You know, reinstate the monarchy. But the thing where I disagree is, you know, having the voters, you have to have the people go in and vote as well. In Russia, we all know the votes are going to be up for Putin anyway, but the people there vote all the time, right?
Yep.
You got to have the illusion of being chosen the Putin.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You don't have to be held to any illusion. We'll be live again tomorrow, 2 p.m. See you then.